Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. Catching up with our friends from Compure Financial. Remember, you can always find an office near you. Go to compure.com. Get in touch. Talk with them. They have a very large menu of services they can provide you, whether you're involved in production agriculture or that rural lifestyle that you're looking for. Compure.com. Really happy to welcome in the new president CEO of Compure Financial, and that is Jace Wagner. Jace, thanks a lot for taking time to join us. Why don't you start off by giving people a little background on yourself? You are not a newbie when it comes to Compure.
Yes, yes. So I'm the new president CEO, and before that, I was the chief financial officer. So I've been taking care of the financials behind the scenes and watching customers grow and try and provide the best pricing for those individuals for the last 7 years. And before that, spent some time working directly with clients on our wholesale side and done risk management and some other things in my past as well. So definitely new to the president CEO role, but not new to farmers and ranchers and Compure.
Yeah, you grew up in Big Sky Country, huh?
I did. I'm a Montana native. Yeah, I grew up in and around a bunch of cattle country out there, Miles City, Montana, eastern Montana, a lot of irrigated farmland, and good people just like there are out here.
Well, and at least you're ready to handle the elements being up in the Twin Cities area. Let's talk a little bit about the elements you're dealing with today, Jace. You know, you can't turn on the radio, television, read social media without finding the headlines focused on interest rates, inflation, recession, etc. These are elements that you've become very accustomed to dealing with in your background. Tell me a little bit on how you're steering the ship now at Compure with a couple of these big uncertain trends still being discussed.
Yeah, so the good news is we're starting with a really solid base. So our farmers have made good choices over the last several years, and we're starting from the point of strength. But we have a lot of uncertainty. Interest rates are certainly higher, expected to be higher through into next year. Inflation is hitting their probably the most expensive crop being planted that we see right now, and that's inflation is really across the spectrum. Starting to impact some consumers, but they're still also in a reasonable spot. So we're preparing for a lot of different outcomes this year. So much like farmers prepare for much different weather, we are doing the same at Compure and trying to make sure that we have options in any environment and that we're there continuously to provide the support for our clients.
Now, you've got like 1,600 employees when you take a look at Compure with its presence in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Northern Illinois. Are you kind of constantly doing, what do you do, daily conversations, weekly conversations? Because I'm sure that your staff wants to know how to pivot and react to some of this.
Yeah, well, so we're fortunate that a lot of our employees have been around a while, so they've seen a lot of different situations as well. And so we definitely appoint a conversation, a lot of education internally to help them understand what we should be looking for, what should we be talking with our clients about to make sure that they're ready and prepared. So right now we have some good, you know, cash management options, which are helping people kind of sock that money away and take advantage of the higher interest rates. But we're also, you know, creating different loan products and things that help them fight these the different times that we're in today.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is Jace Wagner, brand new CEO and president of Compure Financial, took over the spot January 1st, but as he said, chief financial officer for years and learning from one of the best with our friend Rod. Now, like we said, talking about 2023 and where we're going, one thing that people might not expect in this conversation, Jace, the way we've staged it up, is to be discussing patronage. Tell me a little bit about what patronage is and why it's kind of a critical part of a cooperative model, which Compure is.
Yeah, patronage is our way of giving back through the cooperative mechanism. So it is a strong part of who we are at Compure Financial and extremely dedicated. If we earn profits, that we provide a portion of those profits back to those who helped us earn it. And I love that alignment that we have in that. And so we'll be distributing over $200 million in next year. and that will go in two different segments, about $52 million in allocated equities and then $150 million in cash patronage, which will roll out in August. So we're really excited about that. We also crossed the $1 billion mark of giving money back to rural America through our pastures program since the merger. So it's a major milestone, something we're very proud of, and looking forward to having that money be reinvested in rural America, create new jobs and vitality within those operations.
You know, I'm sure people are going to say, now, wait a minute, how can they do that? I mean, agriculture, as you point out, facing some steep headwinds with input costs. They might think, hey, maybe you should hang on to that money. This is a little bit by formula, is it not, Jace?
Yeah, we typically try and give back in and around 30 to 40% of our overall net income. So we are socking some money away, making sure we're ready for the future and making sure we're able to kind of withstand any level of stress. We also do some continual stress testing and some of those things that we encourage producers to do as well. But we're giving back some. We don't give it back all of it every year, and that's an important part as we manage our risk like our producers manage theirs.
Well, and like you said, Compeer's portfolio is diverse. It's not like you're necessarily in the same trenches as an average grower.
That's true. We have good diversity, and not only just from a geographic perspective, as many producers know, one farm gets a lot more rain than something else that can be just a few miles away. We have all the way from Minnesota all the way down through Illinois, as far north as Duluth, down through the Quad Cities there in Illinois. So we have good diversity. We also do agribusiness. We do some rural consumer lending. We do also partner with other lending partners around the country to do things like pistachios and those items, which are not directly related to Midwest ag, where we have most of our exposure.
Right, right. Again, like we said, Jace Wagner is along with us. He's the new president, CEO at Compeer Financial. Of course, Rod Hebrink retired after a very successful year on January 1st. Let's go back to more about this patronage, Jace, because like I said, I think that there's so much anxiety right now, whether you're a consumer, a farmer, a business person, you're a little anxious. You get that nervous twitch when your 401k statement comes out. Patronage is a wonderful benefit being a part of the Compeer Cooperative, but as you said, it's not a guarantee every year, and your board of directors really helps to guide some of that, don't they?
Yeah, they do a wonderful job of thinking about both our clients and the organization and being supportive of both. So they are looking to maximize those payments back to our member owners, but also protect and be there for the long-term future. So they are farmers and ranchers just like many of you, and they are part of our governance structure, and they make sure that we're doing the right things at the right time. And they're a great partner for the management team as we look to move into the future, and a great steward for you as many of you as shareholders.
So again, the good news, it looks like we are going to see more patronage coming from Compeer Financial for you longstanding clients that have been part of that cooperative. Give me the numbers again, Jason, when they can start to expect distributions.
Yeah, so we'll be $202 million over the course of the year. We'll have $52 million allocated out in February. Those are historical stockholders with the AgStar, Badgerland, and First Farm Credit entities. And then $150 million will go to current customers in August, and that will be for last year's business. And so we like the two checks in 1 year. Hopefully many of you are getting two checks, but we really look forward to getting that money out there, talking about what we can do, what it does for your operations, benefits of ownership.
That is a nice way to welcome him as your new president and CEO of Compeer Financial, Jace Wagner, along with the rest of his team, getting ready to hand out those patronage dividends again, as we said, beginning as soon as February. Listen, if you're not a part of working with Compeer today, investigate it. You can find out more details online, compeer.com. Offices all around our listening area that are ready to help you when it comes to the plan for 2023 on the farm, or maybe that rural lifestyle living that you're looking forward to. Welcome again to Jace Wagner, the new president and CEO of Compeer Financial. Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.